And this would be the Drysdale vignette. Starting cannas, number 1321. Gardeners often admire canna lilies in public park plantings. Hi, I'm Mark Drysdale. I'll tell you about restarting yours after this. 3, 2, 1. Canna lilies grow from fleshy roots. About now is a good time to get out the stored roots and get them started growing indoors for a good show this summer. Most gardeners store canna roots just as they are dug from the ground in the autumn with some soil left on and the main stalk cut off just above the root. If you place the old plant roots individually and loosely in a flat in a cool basement, provided that there was some air circulation, the fleshy roots should be in good shape still. Just remove the dried soil and cut up the roots so that there is a live, pointed growth point on each piece that you plant. Be sure to cut off all parts that are in any way mushy or soft. This rot will only spread. The pieces that you prepare to plant need not be large, but the larger they are, the larger will be the plant that results. The most important point is just that. You must have at least one sharp growth point on each piece for the root to grow. If you have two or three, that's okay, but if there are more than that, more than, say, three, I'd break such fleshy roots apart and make two separate plants from each piece. Now, as to planting them, it's much like the tuberous begonias that I talked about recently. Plant them in a plastic or wooden flat and a mix of peat moss or coir, and mixed in with maybe a bit of tropical planter soil. The actual mix isn't really too important. Don't bury the roots, but place them just below the surface of the planting medium. Keep it moist, but not soaked, until you see signs of growth coming from the roots. Growth will begin fastest if the flats are placed in a hot part of the house. I'm Art Drysdale.